It's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marsha Hyatt joining us live in the studio. Happy Halloween.
Same to you, CJ and Jane. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. What's our topic for today?
Today we're talking about time.
Oh.
Just time. Is there enough time? How do we use our time? It's relevant for me in this particular week, because this particular week I've had some time challenges with, as you know, the new puppy. We're in and out of the house frequently. We're dealing with, you know, just all kinds of puppy management issues. So there's that, which is, you know, a good thing, and yet it's just a lot of time. And I have had a lot of family and work challenges lately, just good, you know, a lot of just commitments, run to the city, help out, my mother's visiting, which is great, all good things. But meanwhile, I have a lot of work to do. And then to sort of like put the icing on all of this, I upgraded my technology, which always takes a fair bit of time to get it functioning. And then I got a BlackBerry, which is within an hour. I was addicted. Within an hour. I was like, oh, I wonder if I got an email in the last 3 minutes. Let me see.
Yeah.
So all these time things were floating around. And the other part about this was just because of the family commitments and of the work commitments and of the dog commitments, I was often waking up in the morning with that feeling I used to have in high school, junior high, which was, I don't have time to get it all done. You know, I have a paper due at the end of the week, and I always used to always be sure I could never get that paper done or never get studied for that exam, whatever. So having that feeling. So I thought, okay, time to step back and just sort of think about time, because I'll paraphrase Annie Dillard, which was something like, the way we spend our days is ultimately the way we spend our life.
Mm-hmm.
So paying attention to how I spend my day is kind of a very useful reflection. And so I had read a book a couple of years ago, The Power of Full Engagement by Schwartz and McCarthy, and they were talking about energy and time, which we've talked about, you know, being more conscious of where your energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
And using that book, I created a little reflection for myself. So here's what I did. The first question is, am I spending my energy where it matters most? My time where it matters most? So the values, purpose, priorities, spiritual, whatever frame you want to use. What's mine to do? And so when I thought about that, I thought, you know, that's not the issue, because my family is a high priority. I was thrilled to be with my grandchildren this week. I'm thrilled that my mother is able to come visit. I'm thrilled to have a puppy. I'm deeply honored to have the work that I have that has a lot of meaning for me. So, okay, that's not the issue. So the second issue, so it's the first one's, am I spending my energy on what matters most? The second reflection question is, am I focused and am I present? Like, am I worried about the future? Am I thinking about the past? Am I multitasking? Which, even though I love multitasking, it doesn't work as well. And so, so I did that little sort of pulse check about being present and about focus. And a lot of things about focus, that's where a lot of the time management kinds of things fit in. And I thought, you know, I'm doing okay, maybe two areas is I'm not using my prime time of day for what's most important, which, you know, use your, like, you know, what time of day is like your premium? Like some people, it's night. For me, it's first thing. And Hannah gave me the gift, my dog, of getting me up at 5 a.m. this morning. I thought, yes, my prime time. So using my prime time for what's most important, and also really keep focusing on not just reacting to the BlackBerry, keeping focused on what's most important and how do I be conscious about my time. So I'm not reactive to the day. I mean, a reactive day fills the day, but it doesn't necessarily fill my soul. So I've got to figure out, you know, how am I using my time in a way that matters to me? So that one was okay, a little tweaking. So I was okay on what matters most. I was a little okay on focused and present. Where I really fell was on the third level of reflection, which is, am I emotionally resilient? Have I taken care of myself emotionally? Like, be around people you love, do things that recharge your batteries. And for me, walking, meditating, journaling, now puppy staring, and I do have puppy staring going pretty well, but or holding the puppy. But the other three have really dropped off. And I thought, no wonder I'm just feeling my perspective is knocked out, because I haven't done, I've let those slip. Mm-hmm. So that was really, I thought that that was really helpful for me because it felt like I needed to do time management when it was really about self-care and what I need to do around that. The last one, which the part about using the powerful engagement reflection is, am I taking care of my body physically? Mm-hmm. You know, am I getting my sleep? Am I eating well and all that? That one, again, it was fine. But using the four arenas, it was really, really helpful for me to start thinking about where's my time going? Why am I so stressed about time? And most importantly, where's my point of leverage to get a sense of my day back under, you know, where it matters most. Mm-hmm. And so looking and thinking about time, I came across this Steve Jobs quote. And Steve Jobs is the founder of Apple, entrepreneur, and a cancer survivor. He's had a very, very serious form of cancer. And there was a commencement speech that he done, I think, a year or two ago that was forwarded on email, a year or two ago. And I found a clip from that I just loved because it's sort of our... how we spend our days is how we spend our lives, as I paraphrase Danny Dillard, and he talks about, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of other people's opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. So that's how I want to spend my days.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that a beautiful quote?
That's a wonderful quote.
Have the courage to listen to my inner voice and heart and live my life. Not a bad way to spend a day.
Indeed.